Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I fell for the okey-doke. We'll get into it in just a little bit, but right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
High school reunion. High school reunion. We've all gone, I'm sure, at one point or another. Take a listen. Let's go, Cash.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Sylvia, please. She's not available. This is her husband, Andre. How can I help you? Andre, how you doing, man? My name is Ken. I graduated with Sylvia. We're having a big 25-year class reunion this year.
Okay.
For 1985. Will she be home soon?
I don't know, man. She actually out shopping right now.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, listen, has she heard about, does she know about the reunion, or do you know anything about that?
Not to my knowledge. It's the first I ever heard about a reunion.
Okay. Well, there is a reunion, man. She's actually, I think, signed up for it. I'm not sure. That's why I asked you. But I think I saw her name was that she was signed up to come.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When exactly did you graduate?
I graduated in 82.
Okay, in 82. Okay, you a little bit before us then. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let me go ahead and say this, Andre. Actually, in high school, man, Sylvia was my high school sweetheart. And we dated from ninth grade to freshman year in college. And I wanted to see if it was cool with you, if you didn't mind me escorting her to the 25-year class reunion.
Doing what?
Well, let me say that again. Like I say, man, my name is Ken.
Uh-huh. Ken. I got that part. I'm trying to make sure I heard right what you said.
Yeah, I said that Sylvia and I were high school sweethearts, man. I was from ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college, we dated each other.
Okay,
and,
I got that. But what did you ask me?
I asked you if it was all right for if you didn't mind if I escorted her to the 25-year class reunion.
Are you related to her?
No, I'm not related to her. I just told you I was a high school sweetheart.
No, man, I'm saying nobody gonna be escorting my wife nowhere. I put the ring on her finger. You said you was her high school sweetheart.
Yeah, I mean, we was together from, ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college,
Okay. Yeah, that was in the past, brother. I'm sorry to let you know that, but that was in the past. I'm the present, so I don't even much think she's going to be interested in trying to go nowhere with you anyway.
Hey, man, what I'm trying to explain to you, this is something innocent, though, man. This is just me taking her to, you know, I thought she might get a kick out of us going together, you know.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with you. I done told you, if it's not going to one ear, put the phone on the other one. She ain't going nowhere with you. Do I need to break it down anymore?
Hey, man, you ain't got to talk to me and disrespect me like this, man. Now, all I tried to do was come on.
Whoa. You talking about I'm disrespecting you? You going to call my phone and tell me I'm disrespecting you? You asking me, can you take my wife to the damn class reunion and expect me to be okay with that? What kind of damn fool is that to call somebody and ask, can you take their wife to a class reunion?
Hey, man, that was my high school sweetheart, all right? We had some. I was her first, okay? I was her first, dog.
If you was the first, then I'm the last, and I'm the only one, so we're going to leave it at that. How about that, partner?
It's whatever, man. You know what, man? I try to call you and talk to you like a man, but you know what I should have did?
Man,
I
should have called me and talked to me like a man. You were doing a little stuff, man.
I should have called Sylvia in the first. I should have never called. Matter of fact, you know what? I apologize for calling. Let me get on the phone and just call Sylvia and see if she don't mind with me.
You go right on ahead and do that. You go right on ahead and call her.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Because Sylvia can make a decision on what Sylvia want to do.
I can tell you one thing. Sylvia do what Sylvia want to do, but Sylvia ain't interested in you.
Man, this is not about being interested in me, man. This is innocent. This is just me and her going to the damn class reunion together, man. It ain't like we finna go do something together, man, on a physical level. We just going to have fun.
I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm trying to tell you that I already told you no. Okay? If you can't get no, but I don't know what you can't get, but you ain't getting Sylvia, I tell you that much. She's not going to no reunion.
You know what, man? I'm through talking to you. I'm just going to call Sylvia because that's what I should have done in the first place.
Listen, I told you, brother, you ain't finna call nobody. You better not dial my wife's number, man. I'm telling you this right now. I'll be at that class reunion. I'll be looking for your king, whatever your name is. I'm going to find out who you are. I ain't playing no like this. I already told you. You are disrespectful in the first place. I done told your don't call my wife. She ain't going to no reunion, so you bet not call her phone. I've been married for 12 years.
I'm going to
walk up in this and up my situation. Now, I done told you, I will come to this class reunion, and I will your up, man, because you look like you're playing with me or acting stupid or something. You ain't taking my wife to no class reunion. You understand what I'm saying?
Your wife don't going to want to go to the reunion with me. How you know that?
She ain't going nowhere with you. I done told you, man, don't get me acting crazy up in here. I done told you. Now, I said first I won't come to the class reunion, but I will come to that just to make sure I knock your lights out. Don't be acting stupid like I can't find. They got all kind of they ain't found on some of them line, but I'll find your.
This is innocent, man. Me and her going to the reunion is innocent, and she ought to be able to decide if she want to go with me or not.
Ain't nothing innocent about you. Your sound trifle anyway. Call somebody phone, talk about a class reunion. I ain't even much heard about.
Hey, man, I tell you what. You know what? I'm finna get off phone and call Sylvia, okay?
Respect the ring. You understand what I'm saying to you? I didn't told her. You she mad, but I don't understand what you can't understand about that. Respect the ring.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
You ain't got to say to me, man. You ain't got a thing to say to me except to hear this click in your ear right
now. I got one more damn thing to say to you, and then I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to be through with it, man.
What the you got to say to me?
Say what?
What the you got to say to me before I hang up this
phone? I got this to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Sylvia, got me to prank phone call you.
Bush. Are you for real?
I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Oh, man, I'm over here sweating and everything, man. Just mad.
No, this is a joke, dog. You all right?
I'm going to be all right in about an hour or two. Okay, that's cool. All right. Y'all got me.
Well, I guess this is a good time to tell you. The class reunion is coming up.
I guess ain't no class reunion, huh?
No, there is a class reunion. You need to get ready because you're going.
Yeah, I'll be making sure if there is one, I'll definitely be there.
You play way
too
much. He said,
the ring.
If you can't hear it in this ear, take the phone and put it up to the other ear. Let me help you, man. What it is, you ain't hear. Hey, man. Brothers, when you talk about a dude's wife,
yeah.
Oh, man, dude go right there with you. He not playing with you, man.
He told me I should have called Sylvia.
Right, that's what I love. How do you know she don't want to go with me?
Man, it's innocent, man. It's innocent.
They can't find Osama bin Laden, but I bet I can find your ass, though.
Yeah. I'm going to come down to the class reunion and knock your lights out.
Yeah, right. Get a bodyguard, dude. Get a bodyguard.
Man. When the last time you heard knock your lights out?
Yeah, man. It's been a minute.
Because you ain't hearing me. Because
he's serious. Dead serious. Now, we've been married 12 years. God, I done put a ring on it. That's What? That's the past. Man, I just thought it'd be cool. Man, what? Man, you just disrespectful. I'm disrespectful. I'm disrespectful.
While y'all at the reunion, what is I'm doing?
Man,
exactly. Woo, Tommy.
Did y'all go to the first time, the first class reunion?
I went to the first one. Yeah,
I went to 10.
It was fun.
I went to 20.
It started getting thin after 20, Carl. It got real thin.
We did what? Man. And Tori remember everybody. She'll say, "Don't you remember?" No. I can't remember everybody, man.
No.
Especially when your classmate look like your teacher. You're like, is this Miss?
I remember everybody.
Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject, I fell for the okie doke. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.